Those on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. Carl Bott, Ted Leidy here. Ted's 2 days in a row.
Yeah, 2 days in a row. Proud to be here. Well, it's an honor. It's an honor, Colonel.
Sergeant Major.
Fantastic.
Have your coffee this morning?
Have my coffee. We have matching coffee cups, I see.
Coffee cups.
First day of fall.
Nobody should read anything into that because I've been using this coffee cup that you gave me now for like, what, 3 years, 4 years?
My heart is happy.
Yep.
Did you bring my pistol back?
No.
Dang.
Should have.
You're just going to keep that until I forget about it, right?
I'm going to do just like you do with Ogilvy. Ogilvy's had one of your guns for 12 years.
I know.
So, you know, and every so often you bring it up. And yeah. Then he goes, yeah, okay, I'll bring that in next time.
Oh, Ogilvy doesn't have my gun for 12 years. I left it at the range, and he's returning it to me lawfully. We can't loan guns anymore in accordance with AB 1511 of the state of California.
Well, you know what? I understand
that. It's a lawful return. He just is taking a long way around.
It's taking a long time.
That's right.
It's locked up. In fact, I disassembled it and threw the pieces in different places so nobody can use it.
I got it, yeah. That's awesome.
Hey, welcome to the show here. Phone line's here, 605-4567. We're streaming live throughout the world at KCNR1460.com, 7:06 in the morning here on the 22nd of September, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I've given Ashley extra time to get all the facts on fires and weather here as Ted and I chit-chatted. So where are we going?
Well, we can most importantly start with it is National White Chocolate Day.
Well, let's put things in perspective here.
Yes, you know, in journalism, we have to put the most important stuff at the top.
You skip things. Like one time it was National Cheeseburger Day. I don't know if you mentioned that.
Cheeseburger Day was this last weekend. Double Cheeseburger Day was a couple weeks ago.
I got it. Okay.
Yeah. Getting their facts right. Sorry, that was a little...
I got it.
Thank you.
Just getting we the
are
facts right.
Less than an hour from
fair
the beginning.
Fair and balanced.
Okay, Courtney. Get the facts right.
Let's go. Okay.
So the autumnal equinox was about 45 minutes ago, almost now. It was around 6:30.
Right. And that means the day is exactly equal. As much sunlight as darkness. Is that right?
On the equator, that's accurate.
Okay. But that's what it means.
Yeah, so we are equally between summer and winter solstice.
Right. There you go.
Our AQI today, our air quality index, is at 154 right now, which means that it's unhealthy for everybody to be breathing. I believe these measurements are taken out at the southeast corner of town near the airport.
Is that for everybody or just people with issues? 154? Because I smelled smoke in the air last night.
Mm-hmm. So we had it at 155, unhealthy for everybody, yesterday.
Okay.
Today is predicted to drop down to about 94, so it's going to clear up. And then we are predicted to clear up throughout the rest of the week with the clouds coming Wednesday night into Thursday. But our weather today, we're looking at 61 degrees over at the airport right now with the haze. Today's going to be probably our last day for a while of that. Tomorrow is going to be the same thing but clearer. It looks like we're losing some of the chance for storms Wednesday night into Thursday, but we are still going to get plenty of clouds.
Okay.
And that'll keep our overnight lows higher and our temperatures, our high temperatures lower. So we're going to be dropping to 83 degrees on Thursday, 86 on Friday, and then Saturday we're going back up to the 90s.
Okay. Do we have a quickie on the fires around here?
Yeah. Let's look at the fires.
I tell you what. Let's take the fire. Let's do the fire at the next.
Okay.
Top of the hour.
Okay.
Get them all lined up. Okay. I mean, I know you've got them there, but
yep.
I got to get into,
something
that's really pissed me off.
Oh.
If I can say that. I didn't find out about it till Ashley brought it in this morning. 77-year-old veteran. And a police officer, retired police officer, in the post office in Red Bluff, right? Red Bluff? Red Bluff is in there, and this woman and a man walk up in their 20s. The woman says, "We don't like you." And he says something, well, I'm, you know, preach my heart or something. And the guy, a 26-year-old thug, assaults him. Not only just punches him, gets him in a headlock, punching his head. The gentleman with the that was wearing a Make America Great hat and a We Back the Blue face mask, these people beat him up. Blood, the whole thing. And so, you know, they treated him. He doesn't want to give his name out. And I understand why. Because people like this thug, these thugs that attacked him will go to his house next. You know, or something, you know, or something like that. They arrested the guy. He's 26 years old. I got, you know what, when I can, I'll give his name. But he's 26 years old. They arrested him for assault, battery, and elder abuse.
Yeah, like he even cares.
Like he cares.
He doesn't
because
care.
He's not going to stay in jail.
He's not. He's already out of jail, number
one. Is he
one.
Out of jail, probably?
Number two, he probably won't go back to court until they find him and force him into it. They're a lawless group. I'm sorry. They're lawless.
Why would you, to a 77-year-old man. Now, if you were standing there, my retired command sergeant major friend, who's 6'3 and about 230, if he's standing there with a Make America Great hat on and a We Back the Blue face mask on, I bet you they won't come up to you.
Oh, no, they're not going to come up to me.
They're not going to come up to me.
They have the least spine. They have the least, do the least, and make the least difference. That's what I like to say about those kind of people. They
you know
do.
What? When I hear things like that, I wish I'd been in the post office when it happened.
Oh, me too. Yeah, that wouldn't happen.
Because, first of all, you're not armed in a post office because it's illegal to have to carry a weapon of any kind into the post office. Okay, so you're not armed. But I tell you what, there are things in there like trash cans and stuff like that that you could just beat people to parade rest.
You can beat them to parade rest. You could, if you go to Facebook, I was messaged a week or two ago from a really nice lady. Single mom lives over there behind the park, Caldwell Park. Every single night, her home is vandalized because of her Trump flag. Every single night, her home is vandalized. And I'm like, well, you know, you could take it down.
And she's not going to do
it. No. She says, no, they're not going to beat me like that. I'm going to leave it up. I'm talking egging and Black Lives Matter fists and broken windows and all kinds of crazy stuff on this house. And I'm like, you know, that is really, really sad. This is a mom who really can't do much. You know, she's in her mid-20s or whatever. And
it's
very sad. I mean, and here's another.
I mean, she does have a way of protecting herself, I hope.
Yes, but, you know, that's not what that's for.
No, that's not. But if they've gone to the point where they're breaking windows, the next thing is somebody kicks in the door and comes in the house.
Well, yeah. And so she's obviously in a very tough position.
Yeah.
Now, here's another one. Facebook thread of people who are doing their walks in the morning and identifying Trump flags on private property and then making a plan to go get them early in the morning or late in the evening when the homeowner is not aware of it, right? And so one of the people on the thread on Facebook I looked at said, oh, there's one all by itself over on the corner of something. It was over near Harlan or something like that. And I'm just making my plan now. So I thought, man, that must be a real outlaw, right? Right? I mean, you're talking about it publicly. I went and looked at her profile page. There she is picking her cucumber. She looks like she's about 71, you know.
Those are the ones. You got to watch those.
I was like, what the heck is going on, man? I could see her putting on her black BDUs, her ninja outfit, you know, and dressing her dog up with her. Right,
heading
in her Prius and parking a couple blocks away, you know,
getting lost.
Ridiculous.
Find her the next day.
Oh, she's gonna get that Trump flag. She's
okay,
gonna get it.
Now I'm good. We're gonna go a bit long here, but I'm gonna take a break now because I want to talk about something that happened on Facebook also yesterday, and that I reacted to and got a lot of reactions after that. But this portion of the show brought to you by our buddies over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. It's a better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And they do everything by appointment. You give them a call at 244-9478. But, you know, they've been doing appointments for a year or so. They sanitize the area, you know, it's disposable, you know, drapes, disposable aprons they use. Everything's sanitized. You can't get any safer than this. Cypress Square Barbershop. And one thing I miss about it, because you can't come in early and sit there, is they had the greatest reading material. Everything from National Geographic to flying magazines and everything in between. I think I even saw a Cosmopolitan in there one day. Well, I did because Ted was reading it. Did you bring that in with you, the Cosmopolitan magazine, or was it on the shelf there?
The cover was George Michael, so I couldn't help myself.
There you go. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:15 in the morning. It's going to be a beautiful day.
Listen close to everybody's heart and hear that breaking sound. Hopes and dreams are shattering apart and crashing to the ground. I cannot believe my eyes, how the world's filled with filth and lies, but it's plain to see.
Let's see, coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
I'm Doug LaMalfa. Local family farmer Dennis Burrison was facing a serious problem that would have put his farm out of business. Dennis reached out to me, and I went right to work on it.
Our family farm employs dozens of local workers. We are a multi-generational, family-run American business. In 2019, a foreign corporation was trying to shut down our farm and every other California olive farm. No one was listening except for Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Doug personally led the effort that saved small farms like ours and the jobs they create. I want to thank Doug LaMalfa for taking swift action and looking out for us.
As your representative, one of the most rewarding things I do is helping solve problems created by Washington bureaucracy. This isn't about politics. It's about making a difference for the North State. It's about protecting people from a government that often doesn't care if regular people get hurt by bad policy. I'm Doug LaMalfa, and it's my honor to serve you in Congress. That's why I approved this message, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. ICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance as well as community education services. ICAP does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. ICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call ICAP services for more information, 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0999. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 009-40100 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official administration for community living policy.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
If you are a U.S. citizen and registered to vote, remember the issues that are biblically important, like the right to life for the unborn and religious freedom. For a true Christian, these issues are non-negotiables. And if you're not registered yet, visit biblicalvoter.com to register to vote.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
But God is great, beer is good.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, and people are crazy. Perfect. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, 7:20 in the morning here, and it is 63 degrees out there, going up to about 88 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and this segment's brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank stands in there with its customers, locally owned, locally operated. Local board of directors, even. And Cornerstone Community Bank is exactly that. They're there to help you move your dreams forward, my friends, and they do it. They've got three branches, one down in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, and then two right here in town at 1845 California Street in the heart of downtown Redding, and one over in Hartnell in the O'Reilly Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. Learn more at Bank Cornerstone, or better, just go in there and talk to them. Boy, they are good people. 7:20 in the morning, I'm here with Ted Leidy. And my second part that I wanted to discuss today was yesterday on Facebook. And I told myself yesterday, just put in who's going to be on tomorrow and just get out of Facebook. Because frankly, right now, my friends, there are people for a variety of reasons are saying things that you wouldn't ordinarily hear them say. But this person who has had a kind of a record of being really out there used the terms assassinating Trump in the same sentence. Right then.
It's not the first time I've seen that.
Yeah. Right then. Yeah. I not that we were friends, but I don't know what you call people on Facebook. They're not friends. Most, that 99% of them aren't friends like you'd use the term friends, but they are people on your Facebook or whatever it is. So I unfriended him, and I got on there and I said, this is what, if I see things like, and I realize people are crazy because of fires, COVID, the election, and now RBG dying.
Oh, man.
That this is just people are saying crazy things. So I just kind of ignore them. But when you use the term assassinate and Trump, that's it. I don't want to see anything you're saying after that. I don't want you to be on my pages with me where other people can see it. And got a big response from that. And there wasn't one of them that said, oh, you're being too harsh. I mean, I haven't read it today, and I haven't read it, you know.
I did.
You said I was being too harsh?
And I said, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There you go. And that's what I said. Bye.
Bye-bye.
That's it. Mic drop.
Mic drop.
I mean, what is this? What is going on? You're just talking about a young single mother that lives in fear at night because she has a Trump flag up. Yeah. But she's not the only one. Other people around here have businesses that their businesses are defaced, people breaking windows, not because they have Trump signs, it's just because they can't.
Well, here's the thing. You do not see very many Trump bumper stickers, do you? No, because these people will come along and vandalize your car. I mean, they act at will. They are not interested in your justice system. They are not worried about your justice system. You know, they will deface at will, nor do they care. And you know, the problem is, I've retreated off of Facebook some. I mean, I just can't do it anymore. I can't take the, you know, and I'm going to use the best example here. People actually believe, this is actually a believable thing, right, that Trump called World War I dead in France, suckers and losers. If you believe that, that he said that publicly, you're a simpleton. You're simple amongst us, right? Because that's just not true. You have to be able to filter that kind of stuff, right? You have to filter it. You can't believe that to be true. And if you're perpetrating that, if you're putting it on Facebook as the truth, I can't have you in my thread because I just can't take that stupidity. Now, granted, sometimes he does say things that are kind of off the wall, that are a little bit, he uses hyperbole a lot. He downplays,
it's always
he
the best or the
I
worst.
I got that.
Yeah, there's nothing in between.
But
yeah,
when it comes to stuff like that, you know that's not true. It's just not true. It just could not be true. But there are those who think if they press that enough, if you give a lie enough legs, it becomes the truth. And we've seen that over and over and over, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So I love a good debate, right? If you were a liberal Democrat, at whom I love lots of liberal Democrats, and you came to me and you said, hey, here's what I want to do, Ted. inside of Redding, California, I want 100% every soul to be covered free medically. And we're going to raise the money, and we're going to send the money over to a local medical center, and everybody's going to have free health care. I would do the north-south of that and say, hey, I think that's a fantastic idea. Right? You agree with that? I mean, who wouldn't? Right? I would. Right? My kids, your kids, you, all that. Now, I know I'm making this up, but guess what? Hang with me on it. But as soon as you say, I want to do that, but first you have to elect me, you've lost me, because I know that's not real. I know it's not real, right? You know, there's a political ad that plays every day 10 times on during the morning news, which says, great roads, taking the money from PACs, medical care for all, forest management. And everybody's shrugging their shoulders like, hey, how are you going to do that? I need to hear the meat and potatoes of it first. Then we can get down to. So I just don't believe that. That's just not going to happen. And that irritates the heck out of me.
Well, you know, somebody says to me, it's, you know, free medical care for all. I mean, that's not true. I mean,
of course it's not true.
It's not true because there's nothing free. When you see these, I almost, you know what, being a man of gentle persuasions and not a man of violence. But every time I see that canopy out there with two people sitting there with the big canopy that says free phones.
Oh, yeah.
I would just want to kind of drive over and knock the canopy down because it's false advertising, first of all. It's not free. It's not free because it's paid. Somebody's paying for it. And that, you know, somebody's paying for it.
But if they were free, you could probably go along with whatever their story was,
well,
right?
I mean,
you've
like,
got to open enough mind to consider that. But we know better.
The protoplasm they found living on Venus. So if it comes down here in at the end of October for Halloween. And it says, we have free phones. We have free phones. And they give out the phones.
Right. Hey, okay. You can live with that.
I can live with that.
Okay,
but
right.
But that's the only way I can think. But, you know, we have free phones. Please put it up against your ear.
That was great, Carl.
You like that?
I'm impressed, yeah. Okay. By the way.
Yes.
You smell really good today.
Okay, again?
Yeah, what is that?
Well, I think it's my underarm deodorant. So
no way.
Keep your face away from there, buddy.
Hey,
okay.
I have to congratulate Linda on getting you out of the house.
Enough of that.
Good.
Enough of that. Hey, at 7:30, Pam Dahl should be joining us. I talked to her last night, so she should be in about 7:30. And as you put in the chat room, we're going to be talking about PTSD and a golf tournament that's coming up here. President Trump has said he's going to give the nomination Saturday for the Supreme Court. And all I hear about is, wait a minute, you wouldn't let President Obama put in his. And there's one big difference here, my friends, on this. President Obama was, you know, I hate to use this term because it's lame duck. He was finishing out his second term as president. He wasn't going to be president. He couldn't run for election or anything. President Trump is running for an election. He could be the president next time. And the Democrats, several years ago, when they had control, said, we no longer need two-thirds for Supreme Court justices and on the federal courts. It's simple up and down. Well, that passed. And I don't think the Republicans fought that too hard because even though that they weren't in power right then, they knew it was going to shift. And when it shifts, now it's a simple up and down vote. That's how Kavanaugh got in. That's how Gorsuch got in. And so this is how the next one's going to get in. It's a simple up and down vote. They have 51 votes, even if they peel away 3 votes. So it's 50-50. Then Mike Pence, the vice president, comes down and votes. And he can, you know, he'll be the tiebreaker. If that's what happens, but can the by the Constitution can they put up the Supreme Court nominee? Absolutely, it says the court's got to have those and got to have a full justice.
Right, right. So, couple things. This morning on the news, you probably saw that Cory Gardner from Colorado will listen. He's not opposed to the nominee, so that's good because remember he's an election year and having a tough time.
And he's a Republican.
And so now
he was one of the ones they thought could be peeled away.
Right. So now you're left with Murkowski, Collins, and Romney. Those are your three wild cards. But
I don't trust Romney longer than I could throw him.
But So I think the biggest factor in that is the Senate was held by Republicans at the time, right, in 2016. Justice Scalia died in February 2016, so they had about 8 months. To do it. They could have done it. But the Republicans, who and elections matter, sat in that Senate and said, no, we're not going to do that. And so everybody, Joe Biden, Lindsey Graham, everybody's walking back their comments back in 2016. I got it. But they're all doing it together. Don't think that one side or the other is being hypocritical, because guess what? Joe Biden said the same thing, in 2016. Everybody kind of have to walk back those comments. I get that. But the bottom line is, the world changes, right? The world changes. It's a different world today. They're talking about just drumming up impeachment charges, just drumming them up to hold up the process, to give Congress something to do instead of getting involved with this Supreme Court justice nomination. That is criminal. I mean, that's a criminal idea.
Well, and the other thing too is this, and President Obama said it, and it's a great statement, and I use it a lot because he was my president, and his words were, elections have consequences.
That's right.
And that's when, you know, the Republicans were wanting this, wanting that, and he wasn't going to do it. And he just says, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, elections have consequences.
Right.
And essentially, you lost, I won. He didn't say that, but he did say about the consequences, and that's what it is. The up and down on a simple majority vote was done by the Democrats, and those chickens are coming home to roost and have been for about the last 4 years.
It is going to be interesting. The only constant visual that runs through my mind is that meme that you see on Facebook all the time of Michael Jackson eating the popcorn and watching it, because it is going to be nuts.
Well, that's one of the other things. Who had, you know, I mean, it's like things weren't tight enough, especially out here on the left coast here. With the fires, with the hellacious fires we're having, with the COVID and the battles about opening up the economy, all these things going on. I mean, then you have the election, and now you have Ruth Bader Ginsburg pass away.
Oh, I know.
And that just, you know, that's like pouring another gallon of gas on a fire right there. That just ramps everybody up. But we got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. They have special cases there, display cases for husbands, that because we've been locked in with our wives for months, you know, can't go out and all
we're
that.
We're so blessed.
We're blessed to be with them, yes. Absolutely. But every so often we make a mistake. And they've got a little case down there. One of them's got just Carl and Ted on it, but feel free to look in there where you can buy things to say, I'm sorry, or just say, I really love you, and I know that the last 5 months have been tough. Anyway, no, it's a great place. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They're super people, Rebecca and Henry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
Reading Rancheria. We are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria. Since the Community Fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits, and will continue to do so during these changing times. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Ad paid for by Yes on 22. Save app-based jobs and services. A coalition of on-demand drivers and platforms, small businesses, public safety, and community organizations. Committee major funding from Lyft and Uber Technologies.
Times are tough. A pandemic. Historic unemployment.
So what do Sacramento politicians do? Pass a new law trying to make it illegal for rideshare and food delivery drivers to work as independent contractors.
Politicians are taking away drivers' right to work how they want, putting hundreds of thousands of drivers out of work, and threatening to shut down rideshare and delivery services.
At the worst possible time.
That's why we need Prop 22. Yes on 22 protects drivers' right to work as independent contractors, saving hundreds of thousands of jobs.
Yes on 22 is supported by the overwhelming majority of drivers by a 4-to-1 margin.
And by the California Small Business Association and the California Peace Officers Association.
They all urge you to vote yes on 22 to save app-based jobs and services.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl Bott, Ted Leidy. It is 7:37 in the morning, 64 degrees out there, going up to 88. Our guest is walking through the door, but right before that, we have a chance to talk about, of course, Ted owns the Northern Firearms Instruction, and I'm one of his senior instructors, I guess.
Yep.
One of the things we teach is, if somebody's stealing your bike out of your garage, you don't use deadly force on that. Your
no.
life's not threatened. You can grab the bike and, you know, and all this, and, you know, there's a lot of parts to it. Take the class and you'll see. But you don't kill people over a bicycle or a TV or anything like that. However, as I teach in every class, the only exception to this is in Ted Leidy's garage, if somebody takes his album of the greatest hits of Wham.
Hey, George Michael matters, man. George Michael.
So that could be the only exception.
I mean, look at him. He looks fantastic. He sings fantastic. He's just a talented guy.
Okay, hey, with us is Pam Dahl. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me here.
Well, you know what? I am so happy you're here because we're going to talk about the Nick Dahl 2020 Memorial Golf Tournament. And first of all, tell us about Pam. Just to, you know, tell us about you.
Thank you. I am a military mom of three sons. All have served in the military. My youngest is still in the Marines. Oldest was in the Marines. Matt Dahl, my middle son, Nick Dahl, was in the Army. Nick passed away in 2014 following his service. He was an infantryman and served in Baghdad, came back with traumatic brain injury and PTSD. So as a military mom, my family and I have decided we wanted to do something to give back to the veterans. So we started in 2016 fundraising, and we sponsor housing at the Veterans Resource Center, home for local veterans. And this helps them, enables them to stay off the streets where they're not homeless and live in the Veterans Resource Center.
And that's right down here in town.
It is. It's on Park Marina Drive.
And it is a really nice facility. We were there when they dedicated the new structure with an awning cover out there.
Right. Their back patio. Mm-hmm.
And this is a house that our veterans live in that are having problems out there.
Yes.
And we'll just say it, they're having problems. But mm-hmm. and there's kind of like the den mother there, or the manager of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Two to a room, I believe.
Pardon me?
Two to a room.
Yes.
Two to a room. When you go through there, I mean, it's military clean. It's the beds are, you can bounce quarters off them.
Yes.
I mean, that's up to them how they want to do it. But, you know, the couple of rooms I was in, it was all set up. Every one of them is making that big step in their life because it's not a forever home.
No, it's transitional.
It's a transitional. So as they get themselves straight and all the programs are available to them,
yes,
then they move on.
Correct.
But this gets them off the streets and gives them that chance.
It does. And so far, since 2016, we've sponsored housing for over 60 veterans, and those are all local vets.
Right.
And it's thanks to all the support that we get from the local businesses and individuals here in our community.
That's fantastic. So
it's really a cool place.
I have a personal a story about that. I have a brother who's in the 2nd Ranger Battalion, and numerous tours. You know, Iraqi Freedom, Enduring Freedom, all those. And he got out. Some things happened, right? And he struggled.
Mm-hmm.
And in Seattle, because he was at Fort Lewis, Washington, in Seattle, they actually have a facility much like what we're talking about. It's a great big facility, right? We don't have the funds for that in our town, but in Seattle they do. And he could stay, I want to say, 6 months at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And he did. But let me tell you, it was no party.
Right.
It was tough. He said they had lights out. Yeah. He said they had lights on.
There's rules.
He said you had to do they were given a breathalyzer when they came in because they weren't allowed to be drunk when they came in. I mean, it was it was much like what they're used to in service in that housing. And let me tell you, today, he's fantastic. He lives in L.A. He's got a family. He's married. He's a construction manager. I mean, he just really, really has it going on. But I think it was 6 months that he was there that – and he told me his whole story. He was on the 4th of July. He was over, and that sounds like this type of program to me,
right?
Which is just really needed.
It is,
and I love it.
Yeah. Well, Pam, tell us. You got involved with this home because of things that had happened with your son Nick.
Correct.
And I'm going to take an early break here, and I want to come back and. By the way, this is a memorial golf tournament, and you're saying, well, I don't play golf. That's okay. We're more than happy to take donations.
Exactly.
Ted and I are going to be there that day to emcee it, and I'm not sure what kind of brand of craziness that we will bring into that, but because we're
talking. You guys will make it fun.
Because, who knows, you may see us out on the golf course, you know, driving the beer cart. I don't know if you can drive a beer cart anymore, but we should be able to.
We can cleverly disguise it.
As COVID vaccine.
Yeah.
Okay. Something like that. COVID vaccine. We're driving a vaccine truck. We could do that.
You know, I think that's a great idea. While everybody's golfing, because we're going to be there early to get things started, then we're not really going to be doing much while everyone's golfing, so we'll have to get out there.
We may have to.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay.
We'll get us a
drive the water truck.
You guys can be the photographers.
Pictures. We can do that.
Yeah.
Great idea.
But let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers, somebody else that's out there helping people in need. Sharon Clark started this business over 16 years ago, and she has taken up the slack where the COVID kept aid givers from being out there, but not not Sharon Clark and her people. And because she's expanded her business, she's looking for just amazing caregivers. If you've thought about doing this full-time or part-time, give Sharon a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. There's no place like home. Reading Home Helpers. We'll be right back.
Turtle Bay's fall plant sale is coming up on Saturday, October 3rd. Members and non-members will enjoy discounts on regular nursery prices. Don't miss this chance to save big on plants during this key season for planting perennials. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. ICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance as well as community education services. ICAP does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. ICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call ICAP services for more information, 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90SAPG00940100 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Turtle Bay has two new exhibits opening on Saturday, September 26th. Expedition Earth and Bench Press, Please Be Seated, Please. From interactive exploration around our world to awe-inspiring craftsmanship, these two exhibits have something to keep the whole family entertained. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Life in the bushes. Crank them in a creek. I pop that sucker up and hook it out in the street. Yeah, I'm 245 right down the middle.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We're talking. We got golf. We got golf songs now. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here. 7:49 in the morning. 63 degrees out there. Carl Bach, Ted Lighty. Our guest is Pam Dahl, and this is we're talking about the Nick Dahl 2020 Memorial Golf Tournament. We need three more teams. and we want to talk about it. And if you can't play golf but you want to give to a great cause, this is one, because it helps take our take veterans that are on, down on their luck, they're having problems for a variety of reasons, and get some housed. And we have a place right here in town that can do it, and it's, and it helps support this home they're living in. And it's, and it's, as Ted says, sometimes just being there in a stable environment, going through a few of the programs, it gets them back on their feet, and it does. It's worked.
You just need a little bit of time.
Right. Nick came home. Nick served in Baghdad in the Army in Sadr City. And if you've never been to Sadr City in Baghdad, I can't begin to tell you how bad it is. I mean, we had it. I'm not going to get into that on the air. But the it was one of the toughest places. Baghdad's tough, but it was one of the toughest places for patrols. You were constantly under attack. And Nick was out there for 14 months. And when Nick came home, he had a traumatic brain injury, post-traumatic stress. Nick was a good soldier, but this, on his way back, this is after the injury, it was starting to affect him.
Exactly. I have spoken since Nick's death to some of his sergeants or commanding officers, and they had said he was an excellent soldier. He was one of the best soldiers on their team. So I've heard very, very good, positive things about Nick's service. He loved being a soldier. He had a lot of pride in his service.
Won medals.
Exactly.
Got the
whole thing. He was really young. He left for the Army the month before he turned 18, so he was a young soldier. When he finished boot camp and infantry training in Georgia, he was sent to be stationed in Hawaii and immediately deployed. His unit had already deployed and had lost some of their guys.
Mm-hmm.
So he was immediately sent over to replace those that they had lost.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't have training and things with his unit.
With his unit. Because you try to do is train as a unit, and you go over as a unit.
Exactly.
And then you come home as a unit.
Mm-hmm. Right. So he went over and served, and like I said, very proud soldier. Did his job, came back, and started the first issues, I guess, is he wasn't sleeping and having anger issues and other things going on. He started going in for tests and was diagnosed by Army docs over in Hawaii with severe traumatic brain injury and severe PTSD, and then came home in 2010. And went straight to Mercy Hospital, very ill with MRSA, couldn't walk, was in Mercy for several days on very extensive antibiotics, got out. Then our family was scrambling, trying to figure out how to take care of him. We struggled for about 4 years trying to get him into VA treatment facilities for PTSD and traumatic brain injury. We were told several times his PTSD was too severe, or his, like, because of the traumatic brain injury, too paranoid for residential programs. And they have very good long-term programs, but we could not get him into those. So he ended up, after 4 years of struggling, he was on numerous prescribed medications and had a seizure. He had driven himself up to Medford, and this, for him, this was a big accomplishment because of the traumatic brain injury. He would get lost quite often. Got himself up to Medford and was trying to get into a residential program up there, and ended up having, they changed his medications around. He had a seizure and went into cardiac arrest and passed away. So just our family seeing those struggles and trying to cope with that, like the first year anniversary. Nick's birthday is in October. October 10th, he died October 14th, right after he turned 25 years old. So after the first year anniversary, it being such a difficult time for all of us, we decided we wanted to do something to put our focus on something more positive. And we met with Brad Long of the Veterans Resource Center, and they are, by the way, in the process of changing their name to the Nation's Finest.
Okay.
So we met with him and asked him what gaps there were in help, what he needed to provide for the veterans that he wasn't able to, and where he saw the gaps. And he said the veterans who have no income, that can't afford to pay rent at the VRC's house on Park Marina Drive. He said those are the ones that end up homeless. And so Mike Dahl and I, that's Nick's dad, we decided, okay, that's our focus. We're going to sponsor the housing for those veterans who would normally end up homeless. So we started the first in 2016, the first Nick Dahl Memorial Golf Tournament. We've had to postpone it a couple of times in the past year because of the car fire. And then because of COVID, we had had it scheduled for June. So now we're pretty much scrambling to put it together for October 3rd so that we can continue to house the veterans for the coming year. We don't want to have to turn anyone away.
Now, you know what? If you don't play golf, you can't make it October 3rd, but you can still donate.
Correct.
You can still be a sponsor.
Yes.
They've got different levels, everywhere from $2,500 sponsors to $250 sponsors, or just any amount that you want to put in there. They also have, there's going to be raffle items out there. There's going to be, you can donate food or drinks for the tournament. But if you want to just make a monetary donation online, you can go to shastarcf.org/fund/Nick Dahl Memorial Fund Veterans
yes.
Fund.
Yes.
And do it that way. And yes. We're going to put it on the we'll put it on our Facebook page, and we're going to talk about it every day as we are doing right now.
That's wonderful. Appreciate that.
They need three more teams. It's going to be at the Grape Ranch Golf Club in Palisito, which is a cool little
yes, we're looking forward
golf,
to that.
Golf course there.
Mm-hmm.
So Ted and I are going to be there, so you get to see both of us at the same time. On October 3rd, we're going to be the MCs. We don't have a lot to do, though. I mean, once you see it and everybody takes off, we're going to go out there and take photos.
Yeah, we're going to drive around a golf cart. We'll have some cigars, maybe.
Yep.
You know, we'll have a Yeti full of beverages.
Yeah, we'll try, you know, yeah. Go on out there.
We'll, yeah, do it right.
We'll do our best to keep people hydrated out there.
That's exactly right.
You know, it could
right.
be hot out there. It's going to be in the 90s.
It'll be fun.
It'll
I'm
be
looking
fun.
Forward yeah, to yeah. it, and I'm honored to do it, and I want to thank you, for asking Carl and I to do that.
Thank
That's
you.
Right.
We're looking forward to that. This is a very patriotic event, too, just to let everyone know. And if you don't golf and you want to come out and join us for lunch, you can give me a call, 530-227-7808. And we can sign you up to just join us for lunch, and then we have an excellent raffle afterwards. Holiday Harbor is donating either a houseboat or a patio boat rental.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we usually end up with some really neat raffle
Kevin Kelly, of Holiday Harbor.
Kevin Kelly's awesome.
Yeah,
he
supports
us every year.
And he's the general manager. He's
right.
been out there, gosh, I don't know, 30 years or something.
Right.
But the owner of the place, I don't mm-hmm. okay, not 30 years, but he's been there since he was a kid.
Yes, I went to high
there.
School with Kevin. He's
yeah,
awesome.
And yeah, so he's been working out there for this long. Mm-hmm. The owner of Holiday Harbor is a Vietnam vet.
Right.
And people don't know that because he's not out here a lot.
Yeah.
But
Old West has donated to us
Old
every
West.
Year. They're donating a gun again this year, and they've done that Great. Each year that we've had the tournament. So we so really appreciate
that'll
this,
be a raffle item then? Or
they that, will, yes.
Okay, that'll be a raffle item. Get a chance to
and
win.
We have tons of other barbecues and baskets and tons of raffle items. So join us for lunch and the raffle if you don't golf.
It's $20 for a lunch plate.
Correct.
So they can call you up. They can also visit the Nick Dahl Memorial Facebook page.
Exactly.
And contact you there.
Yes.
So they can get a lunch plate if they want, or $75 a golfer. Is it four-person teams?
Four-person
teams. You can tell them you're a golfer,
we
huh?
We can.
Yeah, you can tell them you're a golfer.
We have a few, like two-person teams or three, where we can put individuals, add them to a team if you don't have a team to play
okay,
with.
Okay, so $75 to do that.
Mm-hmm. $75 to do that.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's good. And then $20 for lunch
exactly.
afterwards. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's the same amount as your, in fact, it's less than you'll pay for other places. By far, but it goes to such a great cause. We so much support this home that we have it for our veterans here.
Yes, and we usually have some of the guys out there too from the house. Some of them join us and help out. It's nice to meet them, and
it's good for people to meet them
right.
or the golfers to say, okay, I'm out here. I'm supporting this. I'm supporting the Nick Dahl Memorial Fund here. But to see the good it does is fantastic.
A lot of the guys that live there, we've gone in when they have open house and things like that, and a lot of them they've reunited with their families, they've signed up and started college classes or obtained employment, but they have to have a stable place to be able to do those things, and this
Absolutely.
Gives them that and even helps them get all their paperwork submitted so they can start getting their VA treatment that they need to get their lives back on track.
Okay, we've got to run here, but I tell you what, the idea of a veteran living on the streets – because he can't find a place to live because he's had problems mm-hmm. based on what's happened in the services yeah. is abhorrent to
right.
me. So this is a great event. This is a great deal. We're going to be talking about it a whole lot over here the next few days, and we're going to fill up the number of people that are playing.
You bet.
And we're
you
going bet. To get as much in donations as we possibly can. So, Pam Dahl, thank you so much. You
thank
can reach
you
her
both.
Again
thank
at
you.
227-7808.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate
you
it.
Bet.
You bet, Pam. We'll see you soon, okay?
Yes.
All right. When we come back, we've got Pamela Schwartz, who is running for the California District 1 Senate. We'll be right back.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. President Trump has condemned China for allowing citizens to travel abroad at the start of the coronavirus.
In the earliest days of the virus, China locked down travel domestically while allowing flights to leave China and infect the world.
In a videotaped address, the president told the United Nations to hold China accountable for spreading the coronavirus around the world. The chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee says Republicans have the votes to confirm President Trump's Supreme Court pick before the November 3rd presidential election. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox News that Mr. Trump's nominee will be supported by every Republican on the panel. The late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will lie in state in the Capitol Statutory Hall on Friday.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi made the announcement Monday. Ginsburg will also lie in repose in the Supreme Court on Wednesday and Thursday to give members of the public further opportunities to pay their respects. Ginsburg will be the first woman and second Supreme Court justice to lie in state in the Capitol. The only other Supreme Court justice to be granted the honor was William Howard Taft in March of 1930. The civil rights icon Rosa Parks laid an honor in the Capitol Rotunda in 2005, but as a government official, Ginsburg will be the first woman to lie in state in the Capitol. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
National Weather Service meteorologist Amaryllis Cotto says Tropical Storm Beta made landfall on the upper Texas coast late last night.
In the forecast, we have approximately 6 to 12 inches of rain with isolated amounts up to 18 inches.
The biggest unknown from Beta was how much rainfall it could produce. After a record-setting July, the housing market still shows no sign of cooling off. The National Association of Realtors says sales of existing homes rose 2.4%. On Wall Street, the Dow is off 107 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I know that on those tablets Mr. Moses brought down is the commandment to not covet. But I'll confess, my neighbor and his lawnmower is making it tough. He's got this stand-behind, ride-along space shuttle that covers probably three times more space than my trusty old lawn boy. So, when we have who mows the fastest races, which are completely fabricated in my head, he has some impressive advantages that I just don't have. And at our faith and family mortgage team, we're blessed to have a pretty special advantage of our own, and one that could be a big deal for you. Our team is lucky to be an arm of a bigger company that is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls, an advantage that often allows us to get you a better rate, saving you monthly and lifelong money on a refinance or new home purchase. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
There's a big problem for an electric truck.
The head of an electric truck startup that's partnering with GM has resigned amid accusations of making false representations about the company's technology. Shares in Arizona-based Nikola lost over 19% of their value in trading Monday, while GM was off nearly 5%. The company said late Sunday that founder and executive chairman Trevor Milton was stepping aside. Investment fund Hindenburg Research has accused the company of making false representations about its vehicles and technology. Nikola rejects that and has hired a lawyer for potential legal action. Keith Peters reporting.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson has warned Britons they should not expect a return to a normal social or work life for at least 6 months as he announced new restrictions he hopes will suppress a surge in coronavirus cases. Restrictions include a requirement for pubs, restaurants, and other hospitality venues to close between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. News and analysis at townhall.com. The White House is urging governors to put aside politics and help promote the awaited coronavirus vaccines as safe and effective.
On a call with the nation's governors, Vice President Mike Pence urged they use their bully pulpits to help reassure the public that vaccines will be safe after a quick but rigorous vetting by the Food and Drug Administration. Pence says his request is non-political, acknowledging the tension of this election season, but vowing no corners will be cut to approve a vaccine.
That's correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. Police in Louisville, Kentucky are restricting access to downtown in preparation for the state attorney general's announcement about whether he'll charge officers in Breonna Taylor's shooting death. The Louisville Metro Police Department says the actions are to, quote, ensure that the area is safe as possible for protesters and those who live and work in the area. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl Bott, Ted Leidy here, 8:05 in the morning here on the 22nd. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's your health, your choice. Like I said, I'm here with Ted Leidy, my bro, from about 10 years? 10
oh, yeah.
years?
Yeah. At least.
At least. Met while we were here in Renton. And, of course, Ashley's at the helm and is going to give us a weather update and a quick fire update.
Happy National Ice Cream Cone Day.
Oh, it's also Ice Cream Cone Day.
Okay. Oh, yes. white chocolate and ice cream cone.
It's also American Businesswoman's Day and Hobbit Day and Woman Road Warrior. I don't know what that one means.
Woman Road Warrior. Well, that could be anything you want. I look at it as women motorcycle riders.
Not people who stab the pavement with spears.
No. Okay.
So our weather today. Well, today's the last day of major haze that we're looking at for a while. We should be clearing up. We should be able to breathe again sometime soon. With our high of 87 degrees today, our low overnight will be around 57. We'll be clearing up throughout the week as far as haze, but we'll be seeing a few more clouds. And with most of those clouds happening around Thursday, we had a chance of showers listed, but now it's gone. But either way, our lowest or coolest day for the foreseeable future will be Thursday, and then Saturday we'll get back up to 95.
Okay. And the fires?
We are looking at the main ones I'm keeping track of right now are the North Complex. That's the one in the Chico Paradise area. That one is 74% contained as of 9 hours ago at almost 300,000 acres. And then the August Complex is the big one on the other side of the valley, and that one is 850,000 acres almost, with about 34% containment as of 11 hours ago. So we should be getting new updates within the next hour because that tends to be when CAL FIRE updates all of this information.
Okay.
Those are our major fires in the area.
Let's keep knocking on wood that they're in our area or around us and not next door.
I know you personally have been following the Creek Fire, which is farther south, but that was the one they had to evacuate a bunch of people out of the middle.
Yeah, it was in that area. President Trump came in, and you told me that he gave out six or seven Distinguished Flying Crosses?
Yes.
And the story behind that was?
They went to and saved those 242 people that were surrounded by fire in Mammoth.
Yeah. And the
National
Creek,
Guard
it was the
pilot
Creek Fire
support.
Came in. Have you seen that photo of the 19-year-old flying a Black Hawk? That must be a different one then, because I didn't see her in that. But they've got a 19-year-old pilot flying a Black Hawk fire suppression helicopter, which is interesting.
I love that.
Well, you know, 19-year-old warrant officers flying combat.
Absolutely.
So it was interesting to see that. But anyway, the Creek Fire.
The Creek Fire is 280,000 acres with about 30% containment as of yesterday.
Okay. Thank you. All the weather and the fire information is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson that does a tremendous amount for our community, especially for veterans' causes. And you can reach them at 365-3793. Yes, discounts for seniors and veterans. Okay, it's election time, and with us is Pamela Schwartz, Democrat, running for the State Senate District 1 seat. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy first day of fall.
It is first day of fall.
I love the first day of fall.
Tell us who Pamela Schwartz is.
Well, for starters, I grew up here in Reading. Graduated from Shasta High School. Go Wolves. I wanted to go to college, so I had to move out of the area. Unfortunately, our district doesn't have any four-year Cal State or UC campuses, which is on my list of to-dos should I become elected. So I went down to Berkeley and did my schooling down there, graduated in forestry with an emphasis in wildlife management. I worked in the field for several years and decided that I really wanted to be an entrepreneur. So I opened a skincare company about 31 years ago.
And the name of it is?
Well, at the time, I was treating people who have acne, so uh-huh. My skincare company is all about acne. And now it is called Ninja Skincare, N-I-N-J-A, Skincare. NinjaSkincare.com is all online now. I had a brick and mortar in the Bay Area in Walnut Creek. For 22 years, I had a lot of employees during that time. So as a small business owner, I understand what it's like to have employees. And not always positive, dealing with regulations and situations and
you
taxes.
You had to sign paychecks.
I did. I would oftentimes sign my employees' paychecks in lieu of mine. So we all do that. And also, I did that down the Bay Area. I had an online business associated with it, and then about 10 years ago or so, moved up to Nevada County. I wanted to get back into a rural community. Moved up to Nevada County, where I live now with my husband, who I also met at Shasta High School.
Wow!
Yeah,
you met it.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, Lisa and I met at West Valley.
Yeah.
Go Eagles!
Right here. Anyway, so I also I'm also a barefoot horse trimmer. So I am not barefoot; the horses are, and I'm a farrier, barefoot trimmer. So I have two jobs.
Which means that you trim the horses' hooves, but you don't nail iron to them.
Correct. Yeah. I put boots on them and things like this. Also, as we talked about last time, I do endurance riding, and we talked about that, Carl. You've done some endurance riding.
Yeah, I tell you what, it's a great sport, and this is one where I'm looking for equal rights for men in this one, because men are at such a disadvantage there. You get somebody, and Pamela is tall, but she's lean, and she gets on an Arab, or you'll see 5'2" women that weigh all of, you know, like 90 pounds, and they get on their horses, and they're competing against, you know, I was in the heavyweight division, which is 180 pounds, has to be on the horse. They're down in the lightweight division. I mean, the last time I would see them is at the start.
Of course, yeah.
That would be it.
Oh, they have divisions. They have divisions?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
That's fair.
You have to.
There are divisions.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's why. Yeah, but they didn't have a division that, you know, when you go overall, I mean, and you're 2 hours behind, But you finish.
Hey, that's the motto.
The rest of the people have already there. They've handed out the awards, and they've left, you know, by the time my buddy and I got
we're
here.
We're on to dessert.
And I swear to God, he and I would run half of the
which is super cool.
Yeah, you know, we'd be running up or down hills, you know, rest of horses, because you get into a vet check, mm-hmm. and they could care less about you. You could have a heart attack.
That's right. That's right. It's all about the horse.
No, they're looking at the horse. Okay, oh, yeah, his heart rate's down. If you get off the ground, you can get on your horse again. You know, that kind of thing.
Carl, okay. That's an awesome explanation about how it is, you know. And at Tevis, it was like that, too. We had, I don't know how many stops we have. It's a 100-mile ride that starts off at below Squaw Valley. It's going to be changed now, so I don't want to call it Squaw Valley, but up and over Grand Chief and into Auburn. And it's a grueling point-to-point all-day pucker ride.
Yeah,
so.
the Tevis ride, now as we do this, we have to take a break and we'll get into issues, but the Tevis ride is like the Super Bowl. It's like the World Series. It's mm-hmm. like the World Soccer Cup match for mm-hmm. endurance rides, and it's right up here in Northern California.
That's right. It's our whole district. The entire ride is in District 1, and it was a fantastic day. My horse was awesome. Not to brag, but we were in top 10 for half the day, and then we had a guy behind us fall off a cliff, and that kind of slowed us down, so we came in 18th.
Yeah.
But no, I don't care what number I'm in, just as long as. And my horse is still around. She's 23 years old. She's doing great.
Well, you know, and this is, but you had to, it's, you had to qualify for the Tevis. You can't just sign up for the Tevis.
Right.
You have had to finish either some, you know, 50 milers or 100 milers that, in a certain number, because they get thousands of entries and they can't take that many, of course. So,
okay. So you lost your places because you stopped to help the guy that fell off the cliff?
Yeah. Well, we waited for his horse to come up. And he was injured. He had to be rescued, but his horse came up out of the ravine there. So, yeah, we all helped him out.
Time well spent.
We've seen people, you go by, you kind of stop because, they're laying on the ground with their head bleeding, but somebody's with them. So, you okay? Yeah, we're okay.
Got it.
Yeah, well, you know, that was the day that Bill and I decided after that we're going to wear a helmet.
You didn't wear a helmet before?
Nah, didn't wear helmets before.
Oh, man.
Wore my baseball hat.
Oh, yeah.
After that one, we started wearing helmets. Okay.
Glad you did.
You got to take a break here. And speaking of falling and getting injured, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial, as Judy says in her very well-done ad, is that life is full of surprises. Who saw COVID coming? We all know about the fires, and she has done yeoman's work in getting people homeowners insurance that was canceled, not because their homes burnt, but because they happen to be in the area of it. And once they get their homes insured, then they realize what a great job Judy Maxwell and her team does, and they switch over their businesses, their car insurance, everything over to Judy because she knows what she's talking about. She's going to be on next week, and we're going to talk about insurance, health insurance, everything in the insurance game next week. But Maxwell Insurance and Financial, if you can't wait, and I don't blame you, give her a call at 221-0441. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back with Pamela Schwartz, who is a candidate for District 1 Senate here in Northern California.
It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, because there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
What is community? A location? A place to live and work? Or is it something more profound? A force deeper than words can describe, uniting us to reach out and support each other. No matter the trial or circumstance, we are one. Shasta Regional Medical Center is proud to stand strong with our community. We know we can get through anything when we do it together. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's KCNR, 925 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 8:20 in the morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. You know, if you're looking for a place that you've set up, had it, and I'm tired of trying to find no toilet paper, I'm tired of fixing plumbing, I'm tired of all that stuff, look at River Commons Senior Living, California's premier retirement community. Give Brian a call at 238-5981. Find out what people are there, why they're so happy. Talk about, you know, go down there, have lunch with, and they have a gourmet chef there. And find out why people love it there at River Commons Senior Living. Why they worry less, smile more. Give them a call at 238-5981. Ted Leidy and I are here today. It's 8:20 in the morning, about 64 degrees out there, going up to 88 today. It looks like it's going to be a great day. And we're here with Pamela Schwartz, who is running for District 1 Senate here in Northern California. And we learned about Pamela's from around here. She went to Sequoia.
And Shasta.
And Shasta High School, went off to school. Married her high school sweetheart, is living now in
Nevada City.
Nevada City.
I love Nevada City.
Why are you running?
Why am I running?
Yeah, you're running against an incumbent.
Yes.
And throwing yourself into this mess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I've been watching this for 10 years. And I say it's a mess. I'm talking about the, you know, campaigning and just running for office.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because I'm frankly really upset about what's going on. We are having our democracy stolen from us by large corporations that are purchasing all of these politicians. And the guy that I'm running against is not any different. So when you look at who funds him and then subsequently his voting record, I think that we could do a better job. And I am running a campaign where we do not take one dime of corporate money. I'm very proud to say that we have been endorsed by the California Labor Federation, which is represents all the workers and unions in the entire state of California, as well as the California Nurses Association and Moms Against Violence and, United Domestic Workers. We were just endorsed actually by Sunrise Chico, which is a youth-led organization that's concerned about our changing climate. So when I was looking at what's going on and realizing that our democracy is being stolen from us by large corporations, we have 150,000, 200,000 homeless folks in the state of California, our brothers and sisters that are sleeping on the streets. We have billionaires, 162 of them in California that are making off like bandits. They've increased their net worth by 20% since the beginning of March. You know, when I look at what the inequality is going on and when I look at who is not representing us in Sacramento, we have wildfires left and right in our communities that are chasing the people out of their homes. Sometimes they don't make it out of their homes. We can't get insurance. We have cancellations. We have our businesses that are shutting down. We have nobody in Sacramento banging their hand on the table and saying, we're not going to take it. You are going to start paying attention to the North State. And so that is why I'm running.
Okay. So
that was a lot, right? Yeah. I like that. So,
yeah.
So let's pare it down.
Okay.
So let's just say you got elected.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell right now that you've got some, you're probably a fantastic leader. You've already run a business. You got all this going on. One thing,
mm-hmm.
if you can just do one thing.
What is that?
What is it?
Oh, what am I want to do?
Yeah, just one thing. Just one. You listed off a dozen things. Really, frankly, we've been around a while, and we know that many times none of that's going to happen because it's a huge role.
What's not going to happen?
Well,
money out of politics.
I doubt you're going to get the money out of politics, right?
Why do you say that?
Everybody says that. Well, because there's always going to be money in politics. When George Washington ran for office, there was money in politics. There's not going to not be money in politics.
But you are aware of Citizens United.
I am completely aware.
Excellent.
Of it.
Okay, good. But in the state of California, in order to be an endorsed California Democratic candidate, you may not accept money from the fossil fuel industry, private prisons, private hospitals, and now they're going to be expanding it to pharmaceutical insurance companies. So let me just say that that is not the same for my opponent, who collects literally over the course of his political career millions of dollars from special interest private corporations that might be multinational and not in our district. That I believe is corrupting the way that he votes, because when you vote, you have an opportunity to vote for internet infrastructure in the state of California, which would bring jobs and opportunity, and God knows that we need internet here in our rural communities and district for business and hospitals and telehealth and all that kind of good stuff, and he votes against it. So, you know, when you vote against...
Which bill was that?
AB 570.
And the title on that bill was...
I don't know what the title was, but okay. I'll tell you it's AB 570, and okay. It was about getting internet infrastructure built in California, specifically North State. So we have a team. My team is, I'm proud to say, are young people in our district. That's who is on my team. We are all volunteers, and we've calculated that over the course of the past 5 years, on a low end, that politician Brian has collected about $65,000 from the telecom companies, and he voted no on AB 570. So to answer your question,
yeah. What is your
jobs and opportunity?
Okay.
So how are we going to do that? So. We have opportunity galore in terms of making energy from our biomass that is burning us up here in the North State. We can support new jobs. We can existing jobs. We can create new jobs by making biomass facilities. I'm not the only person who's been talking about this, obviously. Audrey Denny, who's running for Congress, as well as Elizabeth Betancourt, running for State Assembly. We are all on the same page. Instead of taking, we take a liability, which is a fire risk, and we put it into a gasification technology in our North State, and we create energy and jobs.
You know what? Everybody I've talked to, everyone that comes through here, everybody agrees on one thing. Whether you're a Democrat or a Republican or an independent, a libertarian, a human, everybody agrees that the way we've managed our forest is wrong.
I completely agree.
And yet we still have environmental groups that throw, and it only takes one person to throw a lawsuit out about salvaging, these millions, over 2 million acres of forest have burnt. A lot of it up here in North State.
Almost four.
Okay, four. So it's gotten...
In California. And then,
yeah, just in California. It's historical.
Yeah.
And yet, there's still groups out there that will throw a lawsuit out there to keep us from harvesting some of this timber. Much of this timber is still usable, even though it's burnt.
Mm-hmm.
How do you stop that? How do you fight that?
Well, the same way that I would deal with other issues, let's say groups of people that might be fighting against the greater good of what actually needs to happen in our community. So you bring those folks on board. When you're at the table and you're talking about these policies, you bring those groups on board. And you work with them, not that you're going to go ahead and capitulate everything, you're going to roll over, but you hear them out so that they feel that they've been heard at the decision-making table not to cause lawsuits. But more than that is, at this time, we have the Forest Service, we have, which is, of course, we know is federal. We have the state, Cal Fire. We have all these local consolidated fire groups. We have the people. Everybody is totally in agreement that something needs to get done. So I think we have a lot of political will. People in general want to have this addressed. I live in the forest. Every single day, we worry about it. So I think that there is definitely a way. And as a forestry major, I understand that logging is not bad. A matter of fact, most of the forests that we look at are called dog hair forests. You can't even see through them. You know, you can't even walk sideways through them. So we need to make sure that we log these guys, bring back lumber industry into our district, mills, you know.
Well, I think if there's any time to get this passed, you know, this type of legislation, it's now, because people have had it. You know, the fact is, if you're, you know, we've been knock on wood fortunate in Shasta County right now. But as you drive up to Dunsmuir from here, I look at it and I say, beautiful forest, but you can't see right off the road. You can't see. You get the dog hair effect.
That's right.
I love that. Dog hair
effect. Forest.
You can't see through there.
Right.
And that needs to be fixed. Everybody says it needs to be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And yet the Democrats, who are supermajority, for some reason they're still not doing it. Or am I wrong about this?
I am going to tell you that you're right and wrong.
Okay. I can go for that.
The problem is we don't have anybody slamming their fist on the table in Sacramento, or I might add in Washington, D.C., on our behalf. The district that I'm running in, District 1, has nearly 1 million residents. Nobody is fighting for us in the state level. So the people who get to make the decisions about what happens in California are not us, the rural people. It's the more urban centers of California. So we need to start sending representatives who look like us, who act like us, who have the education, who live full-time in the district. Politician Brian, I understand, doesn't live in the district full-time. He's in Sacramento with his spouse a large portion of the time. We need to make sure that we get representation down there. We also need to make sure that that we have bills that are brought to the floor, to legislature in Sacramento that we can actually fight for and push. So, yeah, there's a plus and minus about what you just said. Yes, I agree.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. Mm-hmm. Pamela Schwartz is our guest. She's running for District 1 Senate against Republican Brian Daly. Pamela's a proud Democrat. And
a fighter.
And a fighter. We'll be right back with her after these messages. But this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center has a Da Vinci surgical robotic system. What this means is it's a lot less intrusive. It's minimally invasive. It means less pain, reduced risk, and a faster recovery time. And only Shasta Regional Medical Center has this. Not only that, but they're getting ready to bring on the TAVR valve replacement system, where they can, instead of opening your chest up to replace a heart valve, they can do it through a vein in your leg, the way I understand it, and they can put a valve in there without opening your chest. And there's another big step forward in medical care right at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. We'll be right back.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Redding Rancheria. We are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Redding Rancheria. Since the Community Fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits, and will continue to do so during these changing times. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
I'm Doug LaMalfa.
Local family farmer Dennis Burrison was facing a serious problem that would have put his farm out of business. Dennis reached out to me, and I went right to work on it.
Our family farm employs dozens of local workers. We are a multi-generational, family-run American business. In 2019, a foreign corporation was trying to shut down our farm and every other California olive farm. No one was listening except for Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Doug personally led the effort that saved small farms like ours and the jobs they create. I want to thank Doug LaMalfa for taking swift action and looking out for us.
As your representative, one of the most rewarding things I do is helping solve problems created by Washington bureaucracy. This isn't about politics. It's about making a difference for the North State. It's about protecting people from a government that often doesn't care if regular people get hurt by bad policy. I'm Doug LaMalfa, and it's my honor to serve you in Congress. That's why I approved this message, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Take the census today.
For every person that isn't counted, Shasta County could lose up to $1,000 per year for the next 10 years. We know we can do great things when we come together and that there is power in our numbers. Do your part. Check your mailbox or front door for your paper form. You can also take the census by phone at 844-330-2020 or online at my2020census.gov. By taking a few minutes to fill out the 9-question confidential survey, you can help shape the future of our communities.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
That's why they say every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Just write down the, which, just write down the title of that so I can put it in my music.
What?
Okay.
Rose has Every Rose Has a Thorn.
How do you
by
not
Poison.
Know?
Oh, you know what? I already have that one.
Yes.
Okay, anyway, hey, welcome back to the show.
Hey.
Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. Ted's
classic.
I'm
going to take that personally. Every Rose Has a Thorn.
Well,
that
you know
is,
what?
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah, but you also believe that George Michael's, you know, you've got a full-size poster of George Michael's in your bedroom, you know, so I can't trust everything. That
you do?
It's an heirloom.
An heirloom. 8:36 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Country Kitchen, right up there on Hilltop. Country Kitchen's been in the business for like 27 years. Everything there is home baked. The bread, the rolls, and the cinnamon rolls there. Wow. Everything is fresh, freshly made. You're not going to find a better place to have breakfast or lunch than at Country Kitchen. Okay, Ted and I are here with Pamela Schwartz, who is the Democrat running for the Senate seat of 1st District up here in Northern California. Let's go to the phones. Ron, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I've got a couple questions. What do you consider of the state of Jefferson? Are you for it or against it? And also, what is your stance on the Second Amendment, like open carry, concealed carry, AR-15s, AK-47s, and I'll take my answer off the air.
Thank you, Ron.
Oh, we couldn't get past the hour without talking about the Second Amendment.
That's right.
Well, it is the Second Amendment.
Well, it is.
It is important to people
it
up here
is.
In your district.
I totally understand that, and as your state senator, I will never be able to have much effect on it because I'm not going to be in Washington. However, this is what I'm going to tell you about Second Amendment. I'm not here to take away your guns. I respect the Constitution of our United States. The Second Amendment is part of the Constitution, and I'm perfectly fine with that.
So you support the idea of people owning self-loading semi-automatic rifles.
Let's not get all complicated with the whole thing. She supports guns. I like that.
Well, let me just say something.
The AR-15 with a skeletonized hammer and the high cap mag. No, they don't know that. Okay?
You know something?
I got it. Don't push her in a corner.
No, but that, let me tell you. Carl, you know, you are an NRA gun instructor. And I am absolutely positive that that you are 100% for gun safety. And I think that all of us here in this room and most of the people, hopefully, everybody who's listening is for gun safety. You know, 100 people on average in the United States die from gun-inflicted wounds. I don't like that idea. I don't like the fact that we might have some people. You may know some people. Some people may even have their family members and their neighbors like, I'm not too comfortable with that person having guns, right? I mean, we all know people like that. So I am for safety with guns. I'm not against individuals owning guns. And I would expect that as you are a gun safety instructor, you're on the same page.
So you live in the country. You own a gun?
Yes.
There we go. There we go.
Well, and I realize that you're not at the national level, but the state of California continually passes rules like you have to background investigations to buy a box of 22 shells and these things. And all that comes out of the state of California.
Mm-hmm.
And so when people ask, hey, can I keep my M4, my semi-automatic rifle, can I keep my pistol, can I have concealed carry, do you have any problems with concealed carry?
No, as long as the individual has gone to your course.
Our course specifically.
Yeah, I like that.
I like that.
Yeah. Go ahead and run that.
Keep that one. We'll use that. Okay. Let's move on to the state of Jefferson.
That's true. I mean,
it's true. It's good. It's
the same thing of having a license to drive a car. I mean, you know, there's going to, you know, we need to make sure that it's all about safety. We can't have, let's say, you know, did you guys know that 4.6 million kids in this country live in homes where ammunition and guns are not properly stored and that guns are loaded and just sit on the counter? 4.6 million kids.
How do you know that?
I read that on a gun safety statistics website.
But how do you know 4.6 million? I mean, could it be five?
Okay, let's say five. Let's say it's one. That's too many.
One is too many.
That's right.
You're right.
But and when right people from throw, the NRA but, gun people, instructor right there.
Yeah, that's right. Having this, and we teach this. This is a big part, is keeping
that's right.
it safe. But,
that's right.
But when you start using statistics like that, you should just use the term, if one gun is left out where a child can get to it.
That's right.
That's one too many.
And 600 right? a year
five
die
legal
from
ways, it. Five legal ways to store a firearm in a home in the state of California
right.
with a child
with
present.
Child there.
Lock container, disassembled. Trigger a cable lock, trunk of car, carry it on your person.
There
That's
you go.
The only way to
okay,
do it.
Okay, let's go to State of Jefferson.
Okay, State of Jefferson.
Now, the reason the State of Jefferson came about was that people felt, and they still feel, is they don't have enough representation. No matter how good our representative, how good our representative is, it's still one vote. For all of the Northern California
that's
region.
That's right. And that's,
so
that's
what's
why,
your thoughts about this?
That's right. So taxation without representation. I think that that is something that we all are suffering with. I know I am. I don't feel like we have representatives who are looking out for my best interests. Who's looking out for my health care policy? Who's looking out for the nearest hospital not to close? Who's looking out for the schools and the roads and the education system that we have? We don't have anybody at the table. I keep on coming back to the table. We don't have any banging their fist on the table saying, I'm not going to leave this room until everybody in this room understands that the North State is 1 million people. We are the watershed of California. We produce, and we have 2/3 of California's drinking water and agricultural water. We're 2/3. California's economy would be in the tank without us. So it's time that we start to represent, we have representation in Sacramento for the benefit of the people in this district. And so the State of Jefferson, taxation without representation, I don't care where you're from, that doesn't make anybody feel good. So hire somebody different. We've been doing it, you know, when I was growing up here in Shasta County, it was kind of a blue county. Things have changed. So in the past 30 years, we haven't had a major infrastructure bill or our project in our district. So throughout those past 30 years, it's been pretty much a Republican-run district. So what I'm saying to voters is, if you keep on voting the same way and expecting a different response or a different reaction or a different outcome, there's not going to probably be one. So live on the edge. Hire me for 4 years. Hire Audrey Denny for 2 years. Hire Elizabeth Betancourt for Assembly District for 2 years. Give us a shot. If you don't like what we're doing, then fire our butts and send us back. We all have jobs. I have two jobs. Elizabeth and Audrey have jobs. We're not doing this to become famous or to make a bunch of money for ourselves or to get, like my opponent, over $250,000 of USDA farm subsidies. I mean, we're talking about I'm fighting to be able to represent you because it is super important that we get our needs met. So I hope that answered that gentleman's name, Ron, about the state of Jefferson.
Well, there is a chat room question, and it's been something that I've been wanting to ask for quite a few minutes now. What's the difference between union money and corporate money?
What's the difference between union money and corporate money?
Yeah, because Citizens United, which you so vehemently expressed earlier,
yep,
it says it's the same thing, basically.
No.
So what's the difference?
And the California Teachers Union, everybody knows, spends millions
right.
of dollars
so
in
you
Sacramento.
So you want to strangle off corporations but not the unions?
Yeah, okay. So this is the deal, is that a corporation has a fiduciary responsibility to its shareholders and its CEO to make as much money as possible. That's the job of a corporation. How do I know that?
Well, because you're a corporate owner, probably.
I'm an S corp.
Right.
Okay. So, but again, you know, we're not megalithic. You know, we're a small time
right.
business, right?
Like ours.
Yeah.
But it's all
like
relative.
Ours. Yeah.
It's
right?
all relative.
Like all of us. All of us here are micro businesses.
Right. 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 But we're talking about like companies like AT&T, Verizon, Google, Facebook, those kinds of places, right? Chevron. Just frankly, I'll get you that in a second. So the difference between about a union versus a corporation is that a corporation's job is to make money and have as much money to distribute. The purpose of a union is to collectively represent workers and their rights and their dignity at the workplace. So we're completely different positions and different goals between a union now. And a corporation.
Well, I think
I understand the technical definition.
Right.
But in my opinion, and I'm sure in many other people's opinion, and how would you answer this? Mm-hmm. Why can you take the money from the unions and not the corporations? I mean, in California, you just said it was illegal to take money from fossil fuels to run for office.
If you're an endorsed Democrat,
right? But
right. Which makes me not want to vote for fracking. Brian, politician Brian, votes pro fracking.
Okay.
We don't have fracking in our district. Why is he voting for pro oil when we don't even have it in our district?
Because
who's interested in that?
So we can be energy independent.
Energy independent
for the first time.
Let's put money into biomass facilities. Let's put money into solar farms. Let's put money into solar production. Let's put money into making batteries.
But let's go back to the union just for a second. They also have a cause of making sure their people get as much money in salaries as possible.
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. But when you go in and you say that if money is the problem in politics, and I agree, I wholeheartedly agree. There's still millions of dollars being spent by the unions mm-hmm. to influence votes, right?
The purpose of a union is to allow workers to have dignified, well-paying jobs with pensions and health care. I am never going to apologize to one individual ever for fighting for every person that's listening and every person that's not listening to have a well-paying job, health care, and dignity. Okay, so I'm never going to apologize for that.
Well, we don't want one to apologize.
We've got to take a break.
Okay, we'll take a break.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. 8:47 in the morning, 63 degrees out there. Tomorrow, going to be a beautiful 88, just like today. Maybe partly cloudy today. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793. And discounts for seniors and veterans out of Shasta Gas Propane. We'll be right back with Pamela Schwartz, Carl Bott, and Ted Lighty.
Already brushing off the dust. You hear my voice, you hear that sound. Like thunder gonna shake the ground. You held me down, but I got up. Get ready, cause I've had enough.
Let's see, coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. The Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. ICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance as well as community education services. ICAP does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. ICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call ICAP services for more information. 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 009-401-00 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit. My family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1468 in your talk radio. Tomorrow, I'm totally flummoxed about who I have on tomorrow. You know, it could be the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, or maybe not.
Bringing in some people.
You know, she comes on about every other month, you know, and we catch up on all the things that are happening with veterans. 8:51 in the morning, 64 degrees out there, going up to a whopping 88 degrees today. It's going to be good. It's going to be beautiful this whole week. It gets a little bit warmer this weekend. With the reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 8:52 in the morning, Ted Leidy and I are here with Pamela Schwartz, who is
passionate.
Passionate. There, that's the word I'm looking for. She's running for, State District Senate. 1 Senate here and for Northern, to represent Northern California of 1 million people, in which we've all agreed, the Northern region is underrepresented. Is that true?
Absolutely.
We need to bring it back to where there's senators in either each county or every other county, instead of basing it strictly on population. Either that or that's the only thing I can think of.
What we need is senators who actually go into the district on a regular basis, and they walk around and they talk to the people and they meet with them. They actually show up to public forums. That's what we need. Did you know that politician, Brian Dolley hasn't shown up to one public forum? He's been invited to all of them. Same with his spouse. We've had League of Women Voter opportunities. We've had Nevada County Realtors Association. We've had Moms Against Violence. We've had other forums. Hell, I'd even invite him to a forum here. Carl, you want to host a forum here? We could show up here.
To.
We could show up here, and we could actually talk about some of the issues that are going on. We can take calls from the constituents that he gets paid by. I'm a volunteer. I, as a volunteer, will show up to every single public forum, and I will wait for the paid politician that we have to show up to the public, to the forum. He does not show up, and furthermore, he doesn't even RSVP. So that, to me, is a little bit of a slap in the face to those of us who are the constituents. So if that's the way that he treats those of us who he gets paid, he gets $110,000 plus $183 a day per diem. $110,000 a year, that's way more than I make, and he gets $183 per day per diem. His spouse is just slightly under that. They're bringing in $200 plus as well in salary, plus $183 probably times two per diem, and they get all the medical benefits. Folks, I spend $10,000 a year just on insurance premium.
Let's talk about that. One of the things you say is the that health care is a basic human right. That's what you said.
100%. And furthermore, health care should not be a for-profit business. Mr. Dignity Health should not be making $18 million a year. And we have a Dignity Health hospital in Grass Valley, Nevada City. And meanwhile, they're laying off techs. They're trying to shorten the hours of nurses. They're doing all these cost-cutting savings. They're getting rid of administrators that are actually really crucial to the flow of the hospital. But Mr. Dignity Health, man, he's got to make his $18 million plus a year.
Dignity Health being like Dignity Health here?
Probably. It's a consortium of, I think, 31 hospitals, yes.
Nonprofit.
Nonprofit.
It is.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I get it.
Nonprofit.
So, that is always a good – Carl and I were just talking about healthcare this morning, and I was using that as an example how I could be, I have my own ideas about things, but I could always listen to someone who said to me, hey, look, we could give away health – we could somehow get one person to pay for health care or make it free or whatever. I could actually listen to that conversation long enough, but you kind of lose me when I hear, well, hospitals or healthcare should not be for profit. Anytime, I know this for a fact, anytime you get the government involved, except for the Department of Defense works nearly every time.
What about Medicare? What about Social Security?
Well, what I'm saying is we already have, in our own way, for intents and purposes, some sort of socialized medicine. There's nobody dying in the streets here in Reading because they can go to Dignity Health. And, of course, Dignity Health has to, by law, treat them. We all know that's true. It's already true. Now, who pays for that? Well, I pay for it. You pay for it. You pay for it. Nashley pays
for it. Guess who doesn't pay for it?
The people who are being treated.
No, you know who doesn't pay for it? No. You know who doesn't pay for it?
Who?
The billionaires that do not get the proper taxation. That's something else on my list of things to do.
You can't tax them enough.
Listen, we don't tax them enough, period. Their marginal tax rates, you guys, they pay less in taxes in terms of overall percentage than probably the three of us here. When we hand $2 billion tax breaks to the upper 1% or upper 1/10 of 1%, and we have people on the streets, we have businesses shuttering, we have people who can't afford to send their kids to school if they want to go to a college or a trade school or anything like this, or they can't afford their homeowner's insurance, or they can't afford to get, they have
because
cancer.
Because of the jobs they have?
Because of the jobs, because of the fact that they lack opportunity. We don't have anybody fighting for us in this northern part of the state.
But you do have a supermajority in Sacramento. If you wanted to, you could put a fee on those billionaires, and you could take as much as they wanted. We've already seen the state of California do that in many instances.
Okay.
The fire fees.
That's
all
right.
Why don't we just do that?
Hey, that's on my list of things to do.
Well, the thing about it is that if you took – let's say, I don't know how many billionaires there are in the state of California.
162.
162.
If there used to be 157, by the way, before the pandemic.
But if you took all of their money,
thank God they're
doing
well.
You taxed them at 75%.
No. Not all of it.
If
just
you take, if you took 75%.
Fair enough.
Of 75% of their money, it still would pay for like 2 days of keeping this thing going. And the other thing is, well, okay, we'll even say, okay, for 6 months, if you took the amount of money that's being spent.
Carl,
then how many of those 162 billionaires would live in the state the next year? Then what do you do? Who do you tax then to pay for free health care?
Okay. So I'm not recommending that we tax. First of all, health care is never free.
Never.
Okay.
No.
But we pay for it. Right. But that's right. But the people who can least afford it are paying for it. The people who are making the 162 billionaires since March have made one. We have 1 minute left.
We have one minute. So make your
go
point.
Go, Pam. I'm going right now.
The billionaires, 162 billionaires since March have raised their additional, not what they would normally do, but they've additionally added $141 billion since March. That doesn't include what they were already going to do.
Okay.
How many people listening have increased their net worth by over 20-some-odd percent since March? I haven't,
and most people haven't. But
so we need to go after.
Right, but at a certain point, these people will leave if they.
I disagree.
We can disagree, but at some point, you know, say we lose 10 of them,
California
or we lose 50 of them, that money, if you're spending that much money, has got to come from someplace.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes from taxpayers, right?
Well, yeah, and taxpayers that are taxed fairly. And as far as I'm concerned, the lower tax bracket is not taxed fairly, and the billionaires are getting away with literal murder.
Anyway, how did people get a hold of Pamela Swartz?
Go to my website. It is PamelaSwartzForSenate.com. I'm sorry. I was messing. That was my email. PamelaForSenate, F-O-R, Senate.com.